1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The European Union has leveled its first antitrust penalty against Apple, fining the company nearly $2 billion for breaking competition laws in its music service. Just in to ABC News, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, will plead guilty today to perjury charges. The Supreme Court expected to deliver at least one decision today. It could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to remove Donald Trump from the ballot because of his role in the Capitol riot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. Israel under increasing pressure to finish negotiations on a ceasefire in Gaza.
A six-week ceasefire is currently being negotiated in Egypt. Israel is not attending the negotiations in Cairo. According to Israeli media, Israel is demanding Hamas turn over a full list of living hostages before any ceasefire deal moves forward.
ABC's Ike Ajachi, the U.S. started dropping aid packages by air over the weekend to Gaza, Vice President Harris calling for a ceasefire. This is ABC News. Fresh hopes for the families of the 239 people who disappeared nearly a decade ago, along with Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
A Texas-based company, Ocean Infinity, claims to have scientific evidence of the plane's final resting place at the bottom of the ocean and is proposing an all-new no-find, no-fee search. Malaysia's transportation minister says he's invited Ocean Infinity to share its new evidence and has promised, if it's credible, he'll push to greenlight a new search.
That's ABC's Derek Dennis. The plane vanished in March of 2014 during a flight from Malaysia to China. Haiti now under a nighttime quarantine after gangs raided the country's biggest prison, setting free about 4,000 inmates. A new recall from Trader Joe's, the supermarket chain, says its steamed chicken soup dumplings may have been contaminated by pieces of plastic. More than 160,000 boxes of them are being recalled. They all have a Best Buy date of March 7th, 2025. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch of last year's playoff series, and this time Milwaukee on top 10-4 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Over the weekend, the Brewers' Reese Hoskins, able to play some as the designated hitter for the first time since suffering a torn ACL a year ago while still with the Phillies. Hoskins on how soon will he be able to play at first base.
Today went well, but I've learned that it's always about how it goes tomorrow, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking soon, right? We're now in March. Got to get my legs underneath me and be able to play in the field. So I don't know the exact day, but I'm hoping soon.
College basketball, the Badgers with another loss, this time 91-83 to Illinois. They face Rutgers on Thursday. NBA, the Bucks holding a special Sunday practice session to work on some more of their defense.
Really just trying to get better at everything we've put in, you know, address some slippage areas.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Nothing severe and rain amounts. There could be some heavier rain, up to a quarter inch to a half inch possible in some spots by the time it winds down. 56 the high tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow the sunshine is back with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 a.m. and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. 7:06 in Green Bay, pretty much everywhere, I guess. 37 degrees in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh, heading out to a beautiful day. Today is National Snack Day. What would be your favorite snack?
I like nachos. I do.
Nacho? What do you mean? Like nacho chips?
Well, nacho chips with, you know, peppers and
I'm talking about like just going to the refrigerator and grab something. Mine is cheese. I just snack cookies and cheese. Do you eat cheese with your cookies? You know, my favorite thing in the world is, give me a chocolate chip cookie, a slice of sharp cheddar cheese, and a glass of chocolate milk, I dunk it. That's my favorite snack in the world.
No wonder you're having these premonitions about your okay.
That's not bad for you though.
Funeral.
I mean, cheese is good for you. Chocolate chip cookies are good for you, and chocolate milk's good for you. But that's my favorite snack. Todd,
God. Wow. Not even close.
That's all I get from you, Todd?
I got to digest that.
That's all I get from you? Wow. Thanks, Todd. Today is Marching Band Day, which is ironic since we have Kevin Van Ness here. Ray Boo Boo Mancini, I already mentioned that. 63 years old. I introduced him to his wife. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. I love that show. Catherine O'Hara, 70 years old. Catherine O'Hara, Todd, you'd be the only guy that would know this, of this group here, because they're not cool like you and me. Do you remember
Kevin? Jump in.
Do you remember Catherine O'Hara in SCTV?
Yes.
Oh my God, I used to love that show. Wasn't that unbelievable?
All from Canada, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was all the big Eugene Levy and all the big names. It was a Canadian, almost like Saturday Night Live type of show,
but a little edgier
and
weirder.
Yeah, but that's where Bob and Doug McKenzie started out. Remember Bob and Doug McKenzie? Labatt's. Remember that?
Kevin?
Remember?
Me either.
Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Take off to the Great White North.
Take off to A-Hoser.
Oh, there you go.
A-Hoser, take off to A. How about some back bacon? In Canada, they call Canadian bacon back bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. A-Hoser, hey, let's have a Labatt's, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You betcha there. You don't remember Bob and Doug McKenzie?
I think I do. But that guy's
old. Let's do one show all as Bob and
Doug McKenzie.
Don't. An entire show. Three hours of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, my goodness.
After 30 seconds, that's old.
Oh, you hoser. Take off, eh? All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, me too.
All right, then. Okay. But Kevin Van Ness is here.
And Kevin, of course, how long have you had Talk of the Town?
At least 25 years.
Yeah.
26 years. You guys have, we've been going a long time.
Played everywhere. Weddings, celebrations,
Celebrations, concerts.
Yeah.
And I want to go back a little bit, though, with the Packer Band.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Packer Band, it started out as the Lumberjack Band.
Correct.
Do you know how that started, Jim?
I do not.
Because they went down to a game in Chicago on the train in the 40s, I believe, and they all pretty much just dressed the way they normally would dress.
Flannel shirts.
Stay warm. The coats and the old thing. And the Chicago people said they looked like a bunch of lumberjacks.
And that's how they got the, they're like, well, okay, we'll take the Chicago people are trying to put them down. We'll and they're it. Like, we'll take it. So that's how they became the Lumberjack Band. And they would travel to Packer Wake. I think Chicago was the only place they'd go, but they'd take the train down and do the whole thing. And then it became a thing, the Packer Lumberjack Band. And they were legendary. And I still, I'll be honest with you, Kevin. I would get, okay, I want you to play something for me, and I'm going to get goosebumps. You want me to hold my arm in front of you to see my goosebumps?
I don't.
Todd, I won't do that. I'll take my shirt off you, but show you my goosebumps all
Kevin,
over.
Quick.
You want to do this?
No.
Just... If you do one thing, if you play the opening kickoff to a Packer game.
That's awesome,
literally
Kevin.
Goosebumps. That brings me back to Green Bay Packer games in the 70s. On the opening kickoff, they would play that tune. I love that. I literally got goosebumps.
Yeah, and boy, people looked forward to that, Kevin, like the flyover. I mean, that was just a part of the games.
That
we were there back in the
70s. Absolutely.
Not the best football, but.
But still, that was incredible.
So what happened?
I still think they still should play it once in a while.
And the kickoff goes through Travis Williams at the 2-yard line. Travis Williams takes up the sidelines. Up to his sideline, cuts back to the middle. Williams to the 35, to the 40. Travis Williams, the Roadrunner, to the 50-yard line. Here comes the Roadrunner. One man to beat, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Travis Williams, the Roadrunner. 98-yard touchdown run. The Roadrunner, Travis Williams.
Wow. Yes. Okay, that's. I think we're bringing some of our listeners back to a very pleasant time in their life. You know, that was, and the band was a big part of that. So, Kevin, what are you doing with the Packers now? I mean, I know it's you know not coming up for.
We're out at every home game, and our job is to fire up the fans before they even walk in the stadium. So, whether you came to a game, whether they won or lost, you had a great time before you even entered the stadium. If the Packer band came across you. You're all fired up, whether you want a poker or
you got to text her, bring back that Packer fight song. I agree.
And as we said, once COVID hit and they did, you know, the shutdown.
Yeah.
And they did a survey to the fans. What do you miss most about the game? Packer band was in the top five.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
I remember you guys. I'd be in the press box. You guys would be down that right hand side.
All
down
the
right
time.
Corner. Yeah.
And I want to underscore that a little bit with when we did the whole addition, right? The new stadium thing is, you know, $300 million, $160
Big
million,
renovation.
Right?
Yep.
Taxpayers. And when we talked with the Packers and about that, it's like, look, that experience has to be more than what's on the field, you know? And it's got the parking, the entertainment, the food, and you were a big part of that. You are a big part of that, I should say.
Part of the experience, game day experience.
Right.
I mean, and that's what the big thing is in the NFL now. It's not just what happens on the field for 60 minutes or whatever. It's game day
experience.
Right.
I think if there's a throwback game, we should actually bring back the guys all in the flannel shirts and come out on the field.
Well,
and
I think that'd be
awesome.
Gather
around, play the beer barrel, poke into the fight
song.
Get
another goal. I know Mary Jane passed away, but get the Golden Girl, another Golden Girl out there.
The fans would go wild for a song.
You know what? We're starting a series here because we're going to 3 hours now, Kevin. And one of them is going to be, where are they now? Like, talk about people who were kind of leaders in Green Bay and for whatever reason, just maybe, you know, teed it up. But one of our people is going to be Bob Harlan. So we're going to maybe put a little pressure on him to call over there and get you guys back on there for a Lumberjack.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
I think it'd be fun.
You know, when they do the throwback game with the uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Why not?
Even if it's before the game, you know.
Totally.
Those are first band in the league. Ladies and gentlemen, Green Bay Packer tailgater
first one
band.
In the National Football League history.
Yeah, and still going. The only one that consistently did not stop.
You know who was the second one? Do I know who the second one was?
Probably out in Washington or somewhere.
Baltimore Colts.
Oh, Colts.
Yes.
What? The Colts.
Yeah.
Didn't they move a couple times? They kept the band?
But the Colts band was big, and they had the cheerleaders and the whole thing.
Really?
And Washington was big. What was the song? Washington had the big song. Something Redskins. But anyway, but you guys had the most famous one in history. But you know what? I had an album one time. Remember all these? But it was all NFL bands,
really?
Fight songs. I would give anything
cool
to still have that.
That would be nice to have.
Yeah. I got to try. Anybody out there? Actually, my boy Knob, look this up for me. Find the old NFL band type thing. It's an album. Knob will find it. Knob's unbelievable. Knob, by the way, is going to be our moderator, Todd. We bring back the quarterback challenge.
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do it. Okay. Knob will quiz me on quarterbacks in my lifetime. if they're on a regular season roster, I will tell them what school they went to.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be like 500 of them, but I will let you know what college they went to. And if I'm wrong, what we're going to do every day, Todd, we'll start at a certain amount. We'll take it up to $100 where a listener will win that amount.
I wouldn't bet against you on that.
Well, there's, but there's a lot of them, though.
There's a lot of stuff I'd bet against you on, but not that.
What would you bet against me on?
Oh, man, just pretty much anything after that. John, let's. Kevin's our guest. Kevin, what? So, Kevin,
I apologize,
you,
Kevin.
You have stayed.
So, about you.
You have stayed in the community, and after you retired from Washington, what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Did you work with Dan Larson at Washington?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Dan is from Negaunee.
He's moving down to Madison now. I think
is he?
He just had his first grandchild. So he moved
kidding! Oh boy, his nickname in Negaunee was Keg. Kegger.
No comment on that one.
I don't. Gee, I can't imagine how he caught that name.
He is an umpire for my Babe Ruth League baseball. Keg. Yeah.
So you've stayed here, Kevin, and you talk of the town, which I think most people have heard that band because you play, I don't know how many shows you play a year. And you kind of teamed up a little bit as the backup for Daddy D Productions, right? Or out of a backup, yeah, but you're more of their feature.
I would Daddy D's. At least over 10 years now. He called me. He didn't think a sax player was going to show up for a particular gig. He heard the rumor. So he called me up, and I happen to know all the songs, you know, all the old 50s. It was 50 show stuff in the Blueberry Hill and the Yakety Sax and all that kind of stuff. So it worked out great. So I've been with them ever since.
Yeah.
Great show. Very professionally done.
Oh, my
done.
God. Yeah.
Great musicians in it. I mean,
hey, isn't this a great area for music, though?
I would say.
Music. We went to that thing Friday. Was it Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
The Garth Brooks thing with the guy. It was fantastic. It was and what a great setting. You know, you walk into that Meyer Theater. Like I said, when I first came to Green Bay, the two places I would go to the movies were what's now the Tarleton, the West Side Picture Show, and that one there. Those were where I went. And it's like, it's so great that those two places have been not even restored. They didn't really have to do that much to them because they were built so great to begin with. But they've, you know, that heritage or whatever you want to call it has just been, you know, it's been reclaimed, I guess, is the best way to say it.
I played all over, John. I played down in New Orleans with some of the top musicians, and you come back to Wisconsin, I mean, the musician quality is just as...
Is that something?
People don't think so. Way up in a frozen tundra you live, and you can't believe it, but there is phenomenal musicians, even in the Green Bay Valley area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Daddy D's is a big part of, you know, the entertainment scene here, and talk of the town as well. What do you got? What's coming up in Daddy D's?
We'll be at the Automobile Gallery doing a show in April.
I like that place for a show.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat experience.
And they have enough bartenders.
They do.
Yeah, that's our biggest complaint, Jim and I. Every place we go lately, they only have like one bar set up or one bartender.
So
too long to wait in line. How's that for two? I have to laugh. One of our good
music.
Friends.
Okay.
So if you just put on some nice, relaxing music while you're
like
waiting
that.
For your cocktail, you'll be all set.
Maybe that's it. It's because we're standing next to each other. The line seems
it seems that much
longer.
Having to talk to each other.
It's too much of a.
Yeah. There you go.
Like it.
More like a circus.
Okay, let me ask you this. Right before the one you played, what was it? It had to be you.
That's
Is that
it?
What that was?
That's it.
Yeah.
It had to be you.
Yeah, that sounded better on the clarinet. But yeah, that was great.
Do
Kevin.
I do a good Sinatra?
It had to be you.
Kevin?
Yes or no, Kevin?
It depends what time of the day it is.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, we got Kevin here. Kevin Van Ness.
Talk of the town.
Talk of the town. Talk of music. Talk about what a great area this is for music and what's coming up this summer.
All right. Kevin, we'll talk a little bit more about what you got coming up for shows. Can you stick around for just one more segment?
You bet.
All right, thanks.
And a boy. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
And the sun shines.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work, and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I had to wait. I saw the light.
Wow. Talk of the town. I love when the Saints go marching in. That's like my favorite song of all time.
That's our encore.
I love it. Kevin Van Ness is here. Talk of Green Bay. Talk about things going on. But I want to talk back with a Packer band. Because I've been to some really, really, really cold Packer games over the years.
It was cold, John.
And I will say this, not to sound wussy, but most of the time I spent it in the press box at about 72 degrees and watched you guys down there when the wind chill would be like 15 below zero and you guys were out there playing your instruments. What was that like sitting out in those elements in your uniforms during those games?
You couldn't even feel your fingers, John. We still do. We still play till January. I mean, something we tell our musicians down south, you guys are nuts. You're playing in January? I mean, you can, and the instruments freeze up. Because if you're blowing your saliva, you know, it freezes up and the valves aren't going on the trumpets and the slide's not working. And you'd sit there when you're on the field, because if they'd ever be on your end, you quick grab your instruments out of the way because there's your stand where they just smash or they land it. You know, that could be you.
And that'd be the northwest segment? Is that what it would be? Where were you guys? No, south.
We were on the southwest.
Southwest, yes, yep. Corner. But I remember the one game against the Oakland Raiders, Beckers, or L.A. Raiders, whatever they were. It was unbelievably cold. I remember the Redskins game was unbelievably cold. I mean, just some nasty. And you guys would just sit down there. And then when the time comes, you would pick up your instruments and go. I mean, those had to be some long days.
Oh, and you're sitting with a clarinet or a sax reed, you know, and it's 0 degrees. Is this thing going to even play when you want to blow on it?
Yeah.
But the fans, I got to tell you, they are the best in the world.
I mean, they really are. You have to, you know what? Packer fans don't appreciate Packer fans unless they go to other stadiums around the country.
Yeah.
And I really and truly mean that. I mean, it's the Packer fans. I mean, a Packer Sunday, a Packer game day, excuse me, is exact. Because I love college football. Like, if I ever retire, okay, I'm going to spend an entire fall going to different college football games. I'm going to literally get a van. I'm going to sleep in my van. And we drive around to the different state. I'm going to start at, like, West Point. I'd love to go to a game at West Point and, like, drive all the way around the country and every Saturday go to a different college. I love college football atmosphere. Packer games are the closest thing to a college football atmosphere that you'll find in the nation.
We have never come across an inappropriate fan that didn't like the band.
Exactly. Right?
They love us, whoever they are.
And you guys now, you're out in the stadium. You're still part of the
game
day experience.
2 hours before the game, we're firing you all up.
And it's we love running into you. We actually look for you, you know, when we're tailgating.
Not hard to find.
No, not hard to find. It's where the crowd is. But you do get out of here some once in a while when it's cold. And
you just came back from Florida, 10-day tour down there.
Right. And you draw a crowd down there.
Oh, third largest. We could be playing every night.
Yeah.
In Florida.
And then tell me about Mardi Gras, because
I've never been. Have you?
Yes. Oh. And he
it's
did
a
you
million
leave?
People out of control.
It really exactly. is. Exactly. Huh? And not a huge, huge area. I mean,
no. But you'd be surprised. When I first played it, they had these step ladders like across the street. And I'm like, where are all these step ladders out here before? You know, usually you have the fold up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till you see the people. You can't see unless you got a step ladder, man.
Right. Oh, no kidding.
Or a horse. Those cops with those horses. Those horses are unbelievable when they move the crowd.
Boy, there's something about a cop on a horse where if he says move, you move.
They move.
Yeah.
They move.
You know, what happened, Jim, is I learned that we had 6 kids in the family. My dad couldn't afford private lessons. My brother, the trumpet player, the oldest one, he got the lessons out at St. Norbert's. So we had the big stereo that goes up against the wall. And my dad brought home Boots Randolph Records, the sax player,
sure,
and Pete Fountain. He said, I want to put these on, practice with this guy. Now, I'm 11 years old. I'm like, I'm playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I guess, and then, don't touch it. You're going to scratch the record. I'll tell you when I have to put it back. So he would.
Oh, yeah.
So I would sit for hours listening and trying to pick out notes from Pete Fountain's. And then when I got older and I could play a little bit, I went down to New Orleans.
A lot of it.
And he was playing in the Hilton then. He came off of Bourbon Street. They offered him a great contract to come off of Bourbon Street. So I'm outside his club and the lady at the door said, you have to be Kevin Vanessa. I recognize your voice. You called all the time. I said, yes, I am. I said, any way I could meet Pete Fountain? He'll meet you after the show. He usually meets his fans after. I said, do me a favor. Just go see if you just say hi to this cheesehead. If he doesn't, I understand.
Yeah.
And I quick took out my clarinet, Jim. I put it together, and I'm playing all his hits, Closer Walk with Thee, and all his, you know, When We Dance at the Mardi Gras, and Basin Street Blues. And I'm thinking, oh, this big star is too good to come and talk to me. But I turn around, he's been staring at me, standing right next to me all the while. Spooked me. So he said, you guys, I'm going to give you the front table. Come back in about 2 hours, Kevin, when the show starts. We come there, Jim, and they had plenty of beverages in that place, Jim.
You'd
have to wait in
beverages
line
are good
during the show.
And
we're clapping. Every solo, we're going wild.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just kind of.
Yeah.
So it's getting near the end. He does a Saints for his closer. And his son, the maitre d', comes up and says, my dad wants his table to stay here after the show. We thought we were going to scold it for, you know, the cheesehead's got out of control.
Yeah.
We waited. He comes out and says, where have you guys been? This has been most fun we've ever had.
No kidding.
We end up playing duets to about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
With Pete Fountain.
He's got his horn. I got my horn. I traded his horn. The bell's got 50 diamonds all around the bell.
Oh, my God.
50. So when we get back, he's got 3 of them. I said, Pete, by the way, if you ever want to sell one of those horns, hint, hint, I'll be happy to buy one. Here, nothing. So about October, this is July, I get a call. Hey, Kevin, this is Pete Fountain. I was thinking, maybe you wouldn't play that clarinet. I hang up the phone on him. I thought it was my smart aleck older brother.
Yeah.
Call back. No, Kevin, it's really Pete Fountain. You'll play that. I said, yeah, I'll play that clarinet. He said, I'm going to send it to you in the mail. I said, are you blowing on it tonight? He said, I'll send it to you. So I got to teach on Monday. I called my mom. I said, can you go to my house and watch for the UPS? She said, what? I'm not going to watch for no UPS truck. I said, well, you know, they do. They drop the box off and beep, beep with the horn. The truck's gone.
Right.
3 o'clock, she calls me. Sure enough, here's his horn.
Really?
That's the horn I'm playing on right now.
Free?
No, I had to pay for it, obviously. But it's got his name. It's got his name on it. Pete Fountain got my name and the kid's name. And so
that's incredible.
The gold plated. And I had the jeweler over at Meyer Jewelers put all my jeweler in there.
That is
real
cool.
Are those real diamonds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Pete Fountain on Johnny Carson a bunch of times.
Started Lawrence Welk, number one clarinet 13 years in a row.
Okay.
So did he play for you when your dad was on?
At that time, I mean, is Pete Fountain still alive? I should know.
No, he passed away in 2014.
Okay.
16, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, he was.
But he's probably playing when your dad was on Lawrence Welk, right?
He's been around.
Bobby and a sissy.
He played all those shows.
He did. And he was around. I remember when he got that deal at the Hilton. Everybody would go see him when they went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a great guy, Jim. When I'd ask him, I said, man, that must have been cool playing on the Tonight Show or playing for the Pope, a million people.
Right.
And he said, Kevin, I have the most fun just playing in my club for the regular guys.
Right.
And I've noticed that
that's
the
cool
best musicians are the ones without any egos.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Like you, Kevin. You are so talented. Glad you're. All right. Take us out with one of your favorites or Pete Fountain's favorite. What? Main Street Blue? Whatever. You pick.
Well, I got one because it's got somebody's coming up next week, I believe.
Uh huh. That's 17th. All right.
Thank you, John.
That's
awesome. Wow. Kevin Vanessa, it's so great having you here.
There's your Main Street.
Oh, there's Todd. That's why Todd's the greatest producer in the world. He can just, on a moment's notice. Oh, I got a musical question to ask you when we come back.
Ask him. He's less smarter than I am.
So, how much time? We have 10 seconds. Okay.
All right, I'll get it.
You got to stick away. You got to stick around for like 2 minutes when we come back. Love it. Kevin Vanessa, Mind on the Mayor, back at this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Consumers are starting to make difficult decisions at the grocery store that agriculture needs to pay attention to. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It can basically dictate the direction that your markets are going. Cody Koster, a dairy agent and broker with EverAg, explains why dairy particularly needs to pay attention to consumer preference.
You might not splurge for the extra cheese, the extra yogurts. You're going to get just the necessities. And until some of this inflation goes down and these prices start to kind of peter out, there's not a whole lot that is going to change that domestically. I think you're still going to see good pizza sales. You're still going to see people going out to eat. But if these pizza companies and these restaurants need to continue to pass along through their business the price of inflation, it's going to get harder and harder to go out as a family of four, five, six, whatever that might be, and pay that bill for the extra spending foods, we'll call it.
Cody Koster, dairy agent and broker with EverAg. He says dairy consumption is still holding firm, but the cost of things like freight definitely impacting how consumers will be spending their money. Markets in overnight electronic trade starting off this Monday morning. Firm as far as the grain trade's concerned, quiet in dairy. Numbers are next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at $1.65. 40-pound block cheese dropped 5.5 cents to $1.55. Double A butter down 0.75 cents, $2.75¾ per pound. This morning, December corn's up 2 at $4.61. November beans are up 6 at $11.45. July wheat, that's currently trading down a penny at $5.60. While April Class 3 milk's unchanged, $16.78 a hundredweight. We've got the May milk currently trading unchanged, $17.22 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Our first Monday of March. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. Nothing severe and rain amounts. There could be some heavier rain, up to a quarter inch to a half inch possible in some spots by the time it winds down. 56 the high tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow the sunshine is back with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I still think that we should, like, during our breaks, we should record those because we have some of our better. Jim's we're talking here about the Widener Center. Yeah. What great things at the Widener Center.
Kevin's played goes, there.
Yeah. So they're, this one time, they're doing Peter Pan. Okay. And they brought out, she's an Olympic gymnast and she was really athletic. And I'm like, wait a minute, an Olympic gymnast? And she was athletic? Yeah. Wow. I remember we brought in this NBA player and he's like really tall. So then. He talks about how he played the part of Peter Pan and flew across the stage on wires.
I did, and I was on the front page of the paper, and that was not a comfortable harness for a guy. You know, I just did not like it, and you can tell by my picture.
If they came to me and they said, "Hey, Mino, we want you to play the part of Peter Pan," I think I would turn it down right then and there.
No, they said, this is the harness, the apparatus to have you fly out into the audience. Because it's very cool. She comes out, puts out the pixie dust. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it just, that was
goes
a very,
out over the audience?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Did you feel like you're going to fall out of it?
I did. No, they got you wired in there pretty good, but it was very uncomfortable. That's all I'll say.
They blew you across the audience.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
How'd you look in the tights?
Gotta get a picture of this.
Get the press gazette. It was on the front page, and it was. I was wearing a suit. No, I didn't change into anything. I just.
Oh, you didn't wear the tight things?
No. Uh-uh. But anyway.
Oh my gosh.
We got onto the Widener because Kevin has played there many times. But what is your question?
Okay, so I had one question, and I thought about this during the Garth Brooks thing Friday night. This might be a really dumb question, mm-hmm. or it might be a very logical question, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. So they had that fiddle player who was really good.
Yes.
The other night. Is a fiddle and a violin the same instrument, just tuned differently?
It's exact same instrument.
It is. Okay, thank you.
To play the violin, put on your tuxedo, John. To play the fiddle, put on your country cowboy hat.
But it's the same instrument, right?
Yeah, it's basically the same instrument.
Wow.
Basically.
Okay.
Country folks call it the fiddle.
Right.
Like Charlie Daniels. Yeah. That one down to Georgia.
Yes. Yeah.
And the symphony would be, I play the violin, not the fiddle.
It's the same. That's what I was wondering. I was watching that. It's like, is this the exact same instrument, just played differently?
Yeah. The electric fiddle is, like, awesome. I mean, it's just,
today's technology, a lot of them are using electric. No.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
That was my question, right. And I wanted to ask you, because I knew you'd be nice about it no matter what, and Jim would just try to humiliate me for asking that question.
Right. No, it's a good question. A lot of people ask that.
Yes.
Thank you, because I love fiddles. Man. I can listen to anything.
See, John, it's like this. Okay. In a symphony, it's the clarinet. However, in the jazz, it's a licorice stick.
When same you're smiling, when you're smiling,
it's the same instrument, the whole John. The same instrument.
You could tell the teacher came out and Kevin, and he's like, no, everybody asked that question. Just to make you like, feel like not
enough. I knew I could ask him, but I wouldn't be humiliated. Right.
Where's the kid?
He was a teacher.
With you, no such luck.
All right,
humiliation.
Kevin, we're going to follow you. People can, just go to Kevin Van Ness at...
just Google Kevin Van Ness and Talk of the Town. We got a busy summer schedule.
You do.
We're all over. We're playing up in Door County quite a bit. Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, Seymour, all over.
And beautiful. Then Daddy D's, too. We can Google that.
Daddy D's, blowing with Daddy D's.
And I think it's cool that you were at Lincoln High School in Manitowoc during their heyday of Ron Rubik and Don Davey and that whole bunch.
See, if you'd been a little younger, I could have had you in a band, John.
I could have done that. John can't. He can't sing. Okay, well, we'll just move on here.
See what I mean?
Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so very much.
We'll have you back here this summer.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, the 26th, write it on your calendar, the June 26th, we're having our one-year celebration. We want to have your band here.
Yes.
Okay?
Like we did that one day when we did the
Yeah, we're going to close the street, drop ping pong balls. It's going to be awesome.
Let's do it.
We might do a Cinco de Mayo thing, too. We might need you for that.
That we could use you for that,
you guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for being a part of this. Coming up right now, Eric Sponholz, Literacy Green Bay.
And as you know, music is universal here in Green Bay with the whole literacy. Eric, how are you doing with that? You transitioned from the Volunteer Center. You've been over here for what, 6 months?
No, actually, it's been about a little over three. only.
Oh, it's only been 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. They're very surprising. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. How are things going over at the Literacy Council?
They're going well. Obviously, literacy is such a big piece of, you know, what we do as an organization and adult education and how we're helping people try and become better community members. And literacy is at the start of that. And it's hard to believe when I started, 42 years, Literacy Green Bay's been around.
Wow.
So, you know, and I didn't know, you know, at the time. And, you know, what we're doing with our ELL classes and our tutoring program and things like that, really setting people up in the community to, you know, be better community members. Some of them just want to read to their kids. Some of them want to get a better job and you know, have a better life for their family. So it's really all-encompassing that way. But 42 years, yeah, a long time.
And people can volunteer for your organization.
Yes, they can. And the big piece is our tutoring program. So our one-on-one tutoring program, those are all volunteers and working with, you know, we help with GED prep. We help with citizenship prep, you know, those types of things, which is really, really important too. And one story that I like to tell for my first 3 months, because, you know, I don't come from the adult education world. That wasn't what I did, but, you know, just trying to find out some of the wins of Literacy Green Bay. So we had someone who came to us from South Africa. And back in South Africa, he was a refrigerator technician. And what he did was, when he came over to the States, again, wanted to have that better life, wanted to make sure that he had what he needed skill-wise to be able to get a better job. As it turned out, here in Green Bay, got a job with a company that was willing to pay for his recertification in the U.S. to be a refrigerator technician. So we kind of helped him indirectly to be able to get into that spot and get into that space. But just really exciting to see the stories of where these people come from and how they do.
I think you make a good point. Some people think that people who come over here are just the kind of a labor jobs. But we have people from the medical industry coming over here that...
They were doctors, they were nurses, you know, and they were, you know, they were big time back home.
But still a better life here, even though you've got that education, technician, or medical. It's
And a lot of it is for their kids. I mean, we do offer childcare through our ELL classes. So we do offer childcare during the day, at night as well. But really, you can tell that a lot of them are doing it for their families, their kids. They want them to have that better life too.
You know, I had a guy when I worked in the iron ore mines in the summers, I was a summer student at the iron ore mines, and we had a guy from Poland that worked there. And it was hard to get into the mines, to be honest with you, but the guy had been like a civil engineer in Poland. Right. And it was right during the time when Lech Walesa, the whole thing with the unions and their guys were imprisoned and everything. So he, same thing, he left. I mean, he had a, you know, degree, like a doctorate degree, and he was working alongside me in the mine. And we're talking about that, about Poland, about coming to America, and he was like, my God, this is the greatest thing. I'm like, boy, you went from like this great whatever.
Right.
He's, oh my God, are you kidding me? This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
He said, you have no idea what it was like living under communism and then the whole thing. So, you know, he was one of those people.
Sure.
So I bet you deal with, especially nowadays, you deal with a lot of those types of things, right?
Just the freedoms and things that are afforded to them over here.
Right.
You wouldn't necessarily, some of the stories you wouldn't necessarily think, well, why did you make your way this way?
Right.
Or was it a family thing or what, different logistics, things like that? But yeah, it's they're very open to learning. They're very open to being a part of the community, being a part of this space. But they need those skills to be able to be an effective part of that community. And that's kind of the mission of Literacy Green Bay and what we try
to do. That's awesome.
And how many languages do we speak here in Green Bay?
Quite a few.
We do. I mean, we just do. Everybody thinks it's kind of like maybe Spanish. But I mean, there's a pretty big Russian population here.
Yeah.
Is there? I didn't know that.
Some Ukrainians, some Afghanis. There were some languages that when I started, I wasn't even aware existed. Pashto is one that I wasn't even aware of. We have primarily Spanish speakers.
That's an Iraq language.
Okay.
Pashto.
Okay. Yeah. I had never even heard of it. And, you know, so we do through Literacy Green Bay, we have quite a few different languages that are spoken, but across Green Bay, I think there's even more. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll bet I've heard this, but it's probably easier to teach the kids than the adults.
I think sometimes, obviously, the kids, I think, are, you know, they come with the parents. They come to class with the parents. So we're able to kind of teach them indirectly through the childcare and things like that.
Right.
But obviously, life comes up. It's like anyone else. I mean, sometimes the weather gets bad, or sometimes you have another family issue you have to deal with. So it's like a college kid going to class. Sometimes they just don't make it because of other obligations or things like that. So we try to stay on them as best we can and make sure that they are at class as often as they can. And then we are able to take them through our level one and level two ELL classes, and we're able then to refer them out to NWTC. We have a partnership with them that keeps them on that language track so that they can get out there and get what they need.
You know, I'll tell you a true story, and this, I'm not trying to, you know, fairy tale, but my mom didn't know how to speak English when she started school.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Came over from Italy, didn't know how to speak English. And the teacher was really mean to her, like humiliated her.
Yeah.
And my grandma went and she actually smacked the teacher. I mean, true story. Wow. I'm not trying to, but she,
this is the same grandma that did time, right?
Yeah, she went to prison.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, she smacked the teacher. But the thing is, my mom talked about that, about how humiliating it was sitting in a class that she couldn't speak English. And, and these, it was traumatic for her.
Changes
and
the whole complexion.
So, I mean, what you're doing is is a really important thing.
Yeah, and like I said, some of these, some of the stories are, I just want to be able to read to my kids, or I just want to be able to go to the grocery store and ask for a carton of eggs, or, you know, something like that. Right. But then you take it a step further, you know, people want to get a job at a local company, a JBS or something like that. That's where we help to fill that gap, and where we help to fill in those voids where they can go out and, you know, again, make that better life for them and their families.
That's awesome.
That's got to be fun to see them advance, because you know, some people pick it up pretty quick. And do you have like a graduation then, or is there different levels?
I one of the jokes in my first 3 months were we like to have a lot of parties. So which isn't a bad thing. So we have an annual breakfast every June that we usually have out at Lambeau that celebrates all of our learners, but specific ones that really made great jumps or really made big gains and are able to do wonderful things. So that's really our culmination of the year. But we do have parties and celebrations throughout the year at the end of each semester, everything like that, just kind of bringing everyone together, because it does turn into a community down there. When you're talking about our instructors, our students, our staff, they all kind of come together. It's relationship building, and it really is cool to see.
So if someone wants to partake in Literacy Green Bay, I mean, tell us like a process on that. If you got a neighbor that's like, you know, I'd like some help learning the language.
Absolutely. Really, really simple to give us a call or visit literacygreenbay.org. You can find all of the information there to volunteer, get you connected with one of our staff, and they can kind of walk you through the process. Right now on our in our ELL classes, we have about 115 students on the waiting list. Now, that's part of our ELL class, but our tutoring side, we do have some small waiting list as well. So being able to match with a student, kind of meet them where they're at, see where they're at. We test them all. We give them kind of a pretest when they start or when they want to join. And then we kind of assess where they're at. And then we match tutors based off of that skill and what they're able to bring to the table.
Let's talk about the volunteerism, which is great in Green Bay and a lot of things. And, and John and I have had a lot of people come in here and looking for volunteers. I was just at the homeless shelter on Sunday. We had a group from Southwest, 12 kids come over, and just were great. They packed things. They made the meals, served the meals. But if somebody wants to volunteer, my kids did that, and they just read stories to the little kids. But how does someone go about volunteering at Literacy Council?
Yeah, just give us a call.
Same thing.
We've got different areas that we can help out in. You know, obviously we've got our classes going on in the basement. We've got, you know, data entry. We've got everything from helping with a class to helping, you know, file things or helping to work with making our spaces look brighter and things like that. So there's a lot of different opportunities, much like other organizations in town. We've got a lot of different opportunities available.
And I think people need, maybe we have to get the word out a little bit more about you. I mean, that's pretty rewarding.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
You know? Yeah, it's absolutely.
You've got a great organization. Are you still in Monroe? Or where are you guys at?
Still in Monroe.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right. So easy to get to, great parking. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right.
If you ever need anybody to read to kids or something, I'm in.
I'll get your number.
Teach them sports. You can read them
or sing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that will,
let's no, yeah, no. Then, sing no, is I number mean, one.
Baby steps. I would do that.
Baby steps.
I would do that for you.
Yeah.
That'll
work,
Jim.
Read. You're a good reader.
You
Jack.
Both could sing.
Yeah. What do you think?
No, we'll.
Little barbershop.
We'll read.
Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory go together. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Michael Jackson and
Stevie Wonder.
That was a teaser.
Was it Stevie Wonder? I thought it was Michael Jackson. Was it Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
Todd?
I thought it was Stevie Wonder.
I got to look that up.
Yeah. Oh, that's the first time we've ever stumped Todd.
Oh, wow.
Eric, thank you so much. Yeah, it's phenomenal what you do. And if there's anything we can do to help, we're in.
Yeah,
we'll do.
And you got your son with you today. Spring break already.
Yeah, Connor, you bet. Connor's in the house.
From Notre Dame. Outstanding.
Cool. It was Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
It was. Okay. All right, fine.
Why even question me?
Hey,
okay. Oh, Lord.
All right.
At 8:06, we've got our first veteran spotlight.
Yeah.
Wait till you meet this gentleman, my veteran He's amazing what he's gone through.
You told me about him. That's going to be awesome.
Eric, thank you so
Eric,
much.
Thanks for what you're doing. Literacy Green care. Bay. Literacy.
We're in. Whatever you need.
You got .org.
It. All right. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mind on the Mayor, very cool having Eric Spotholtz, Literacy Green Bay. And then Kevin was here. He said, yeah, it's Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
Right.
I could have sworn it was Michael Jackson. You know what I was thinking of, though, Todd?
They did The Girl Is Mine.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes. I knew Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney combined on something. The Girl Is Mine. That Girl Is Mine. Remember that song?
No.
You don't remember that song?
That Ebony and Ivory was big.
It's like 1982, 83, That Girl Is Mine. Mm-hmm. That Girl Was Mine, Michael. Don't you remember that? No?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes.
Michael said that?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yes. Listen. Shh. Those are...
I do remember this. Okay, that's great.
I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart.
The girl is mine.
Worst line in a song coming right now.
Yes. The doggone girl is mine.
The doggone girl is
mine. Doggone girl is mine.
That's yes.
You don't hear language like that in songs anymore. Just... That doggone girl is mine.
But isn't that Literacy Green Bay? That's
outstanding.
I can't believe they've been there 42 years. When he said that, I was like, I thought that was like relatively
new. That's a true story about my mom, though. She didn't speak English.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, think about the people that came over that didn't speak English.
Well, I have so many friends that were Finnish, and their grandparents, that was their main language, was Finnish.
Well, and I think that's why when you look around just downtown Green Bay, and I'm sure this is true in Appleton and Oshkosh. No, I'm just saying the different churches were that they could be with their own.
Right.
French, yep. German, yep. Polish, you know.
And that's why the communities were like in the UP, it's really like that, where the communities, like people from the same little villages from Italy and Finland, and that would live in the same exact areas.
And as much as we tried to be, you know,
the salad bowl
and all that, people do like Milwaukee's still pretty, they got a pretty good Polish.
Well, you can, even like around here, though, you go to like the, towards Dorka,
totally.
The Belgian,
yeah.
Those areas, like it was, I mean, you could see just from the houses.
Right.
They were built like in the Belgian style in the different places.
Right. And you know, that's why we have St. Patrick's Church, right? All the Irish were there and railroad right. and all that. But I mean, that has changed. But on the other hand, there's some cities, which I think we could do, where they really celebrate that. Little Tokyo, little Italy, little Italy.
Pulaski?
Yeah. I think that's cool that.
Absolutely.
As long as people get along. Yeah. But anyway. That literacy.
There's a big Czech foundation still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there's, when we had the Sister City program back in, I don't know, 2006, 2007, 2008, We formulated Sister City with Lucca, Italy. Have you been there?
I've never been to Italy.
Oh. Lucca's awesome. It's like surrounded by like a big wall. It's very cool.
I've never heard of it. Lucca.
Oh, yeah. Lucca's okay. Very popular. And there's...
Oh, rest in peace, UL Washington. Mino should know what he's famous for. You want to know what UL Washington is famous for?
No.
Played shortstop for the Kansas City Royals and played every game with a toothpick in his mouth.
He played baseball?
Am I right?
A toothpick in his mouth?
Texter, am I right?
Is that UL a good Washington idea?
Always had a tooth. No, it's a terrible idea. But he always had a toothpick in his mouth when he played baseball.
Hey, I thought of you this weekend. That sportscaster died?
Yeah. Chris Mortensen.
Yes.
I used to know him.
I bet you did. That's why I thought about you.
ESPN used to, like, in the 80s, before ESPN got, like,
ESPN
beyond belief. I got a text there. Yes, that's what he's famous for. They used to send their guys to these, like, the NFL cities. You know, now they got, like, you know, like Rob Domofsky.
One for,
like,
every team now, right?
Yeah, exactly. But back then, they had, like, right, maybe 20 guys, if that. And they would send them to the NFL cities. So Chris Mortensen would come to Green Bay fairly often.
Really?
Good guy. Just a nice, nice guy.
Seems like a good guy. I mean,
battled cancer for a long time.
Yeah.
Actually. And then succumbed to it. But yeah, good guy. I always liked him a lot.
Okay. So he covered us. I didn't know that.
They all used to come here. I remember, you know who is not a knight? You know who is pompous? Can we talk? Okay. Chris Berman.
Really?
Yeah. Did not like Chris Berman. Just very pompous.
He comes across like he would be a beer drinking.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, really?
He's
a little bit of a diva?
Uh-huh.
I met another one, but I need to...
Go ahead. Well, you said you didn't like Madden, right?
No, I didn't like... I don't want to say that.
Okay,
I wish John Madden, he liked Green Bay and said things that were true, but he left... Like, every time they came for their cutaways, they would do, like, a cow in a field.
Yeah.
And we had just built Nicolet Bank, and we're like, come on, you guys. I mean, this is awesome. This is downtown. And he just really liked this. He'd fly over and just spotted with farm fields. It's like, but he liked that about us. No, I didn't.
Was he really in charge of that, though? Wouldn't the producer, the production team really be in charge of that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No. I get that. I wasn't writing to the wrong guy. But if he would have put some pressure on those guys, they would have done it, I think. I think he was... Anyway, whatever.
That part of the quaintness of
an
NFL city?
Yes, that's what he was selling.
Okay.
That's what he was selling.
What's wrong with that?
Because I don't think that attracts talent.
I mean, who cares about Nicolet Bank? And I don't know, no disrespect to Nicolet Bank, but for somebody watching in Wyoming, I think they get a kick out of seeing cows in a field in Green Bay versus a bank.
And we had a new hospital that...
Green Bay and we got a hospital.
I just don't think it was our best recruiting tool. Whatever, that was...
But that's part of our thing. I got a thing here, text, Madden loved Chili's, John's.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Is it closed? It says I missed that place.
Yeah.
Is that closed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I bought and didn't work out. Did you meet Al Michaels?
I'm sorry?
Did you meet Al Michaels?
Did I meet Al Michaels?
Yeah.
I never have. Why?
I just wonder if you met him.
What? No, but I'd always want to. You know why?
Why?
Because we basically had the same... Our very first jobs... were exactly the same. His very first thing that he ever got paid for doing in the business was the exact same job I ever got paid for doing in the business.
Which?
Baseball announcer at Arizona State University.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
We were both ASU baseball announcers.
Maybe it's...
I'd love to talk to him about that.
Maybe that's better,
Todd,
John.
Can we get him on the show?
No, John, I hope he's nicer to you.
Al Michaels. Was he not nice to you?
No, I just... No. I don't want to talk about Al Michaels. He's a great announcer. Best ever, right?
I think so. I love him.
Yeah, me too.
Todd, can we get him on the show?
I'll work out.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, folks, you got to stay with us. It's our veteran spotlight. We got a young man by the name of BJ Gannum who has done amazing things since being terribly wounded in the war, and what he's done for the state of Wisconsin and for veterans is unbelievable.
Right.
Please stay with us. Veteran Spotlight is coming up. It's going to be a regular weekly feature because, once again, we're going till 9 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's our first show going 3 hours. You're going to get tired of us very soon.
I'll get some coffee.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hay and Meatpacking reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This from Hay and Meatpacking in Kolkata, serving the community since 1959. Visit hayandmeat.com. That's hayandmeat.com. For those not here, may their memory be a blessing.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.